Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, joined again by our nutritional consultant, Sam Forbes. He also manages our downtown store. My partner and good buddy Don Goldberg is off this Sunday, as is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, I hope they're both enjoying this beautiful weather we're getting today.
Yeah, Don's down in North Carolina, and I'm not sure where Dr. Podell is. Okay, let me give you folks our phone number here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. Okay, supposed to have a guest at the top of the hour, Jim Laval, but we haven't been able to get him on the phone. Hopefully he will show up shortly. Okay, what's new in the news relating to nutrition? Well, I saw an article about vitamin D helps to prevent multiple sclerosis. How about that? We know about vitamin D is one of those things that's coming all over the place. When I went to school, it was vitamin D prevented rickets. You needed it to have strong bones. And why is vitamin D important for strong bones? Because vitamin D is responsible for the absorption of calcium. And that's what we thought the situation, it pretty much ended there. But it doesn't end there.
Nope.
We know now that vitamin D plays a role in many, many other places. They've even gotten to the point where, vitamin D, measuring vitamin D blood levels is very important.
Crucial.
Yep. And as I said, it always related to the bones, but now we know with multiple sclerosis, it's relating to the immune system. It's relating to muscles as well. So vitamin D is quite essential. We used to think that 400 units of vitamin D a day was the important amount of vitamin D to take. Well, now we know that 400 units perhaps barely, barely touches the surface. You need to have, as far as myself, I'm probably taking about 1,400 units a day of vitamin D. I make sure during the summer, and even when I go on my winter vacations, I make sure I get some nice sunlight because, vitamin D is made by the action of sun on the skin, actually the oils in the skin. Mm-hmm. I make sure I do that. I give my wife the same, Phyllis the same thing. I give her an extra 1,000 IUs of vitamin D. And we've had our blood levels of vitamin D measures, and we're both in the 40s.
Okay.
You need to have a blood level at least 30.
At least 30, okay. But it can go all the way up to 70.
Can go all the way up to 70, absolutely. Okay, and guess what? We have our guest on the line, and Dr. Jim Laval, and Jim's also a pharmacist. I've always admired Jim's career, so to speak, because I'm a pharmacist as well. But Jim's done. Jim, welcome to the Wilner Window.
How you doing?
Good. I know you've done so much with that with your pharmacy degree. I know you don't really practice pharmacy, as I don't really practice pharmacy that much. But you've done so well. My congratulations. to you.
Well, thank you. You know what? I got to tell you, though, I use my pharmacy information and education every day. I mean, in my clinic, I consider myself a clinical pharmacist first. So to me, it was my most valuable education.
I know. I felt the same way because it enabled me to it enabled me to really understand the way, you know, the way vitamins functioned and why they functioned and how a vitamin could be used, perhaps, or supplements could be used instead of drugs.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, February, by the way, I know you know it. It is American Heart Month. And, you know, we'd like to educate and guide all our listeners toward establishing healthy heart lifestyles for optimum quality, longevity of life, blah, 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 stuff like that. You know, heart disease is sometimes thought about as a man's disease, but, you know, it's the leading cause of death for both men and women.
Absolutely. So, you know, once women hit menopause, more women will die from heart disease than men, so it's not just a man's issue.
Okay. As far as you go, what is your basic advice to our listeners in terms of making, you know, choices for a heart healthy lifestyle? What about diet, exercise, stuff like that?
Well, I mean, the first thing is I tell people exercise moderately. You know, there's certainly information that for people that are overtraining, it could actually lead to chronic inflammation chemistry, which could contribute actually to heart disease. So if you're somebody that's excessively training, you don't have adequate nutrient status, it could be a problem. But moderate exercise, you know, 30 to a minutes to an hour, you know, 5 days a week even. It doesn't have to be every day. But try to get it in. Combination of aerobic exercise as well as some strength training, because strength training helps you to beat down insulin resistance a little bit better than does, than just simply aerobics.
Yeah.
So you know, that's the first one. The next thing about diet, I know this is going to sound kind of strange, but I'm a big advocate for lower carbohydrate diets. And I don't mean an Atkins diet, because I'm not a big fan of people eating lots of cheeseburgers and sausage and that kind of stuff. But most of the clinical literature would point to a diet that's about 20% carbohydrates. Most of those carbohydrates actually should come from vegetables, and that means you can literally eat platefuls of vegetables a day. Not so popular. I know I was just in New York. I just literally got back yesterday, and, you know, I'm going around, and, you know, the guy's got a nice variety of restaurants, so it was pretty easy for me to find a diet that was rich in vegetables, lean protein, all worked out really well. And so that, for me, was, I think is the kind of diet that most people should ascribe to. Now, naturally, if you're exercising more or you have a physical job, you may be able to get by with more carbohydrates in your diet. And I'd say if you're going to do that, you get them from whole grains. I prefer people eating low gluten. So I'm not a big fan of gluten-containing grains either. So those are the two big things on diet and exercise that we talk to people all the time at the Institute about.
Yeah, I agree with you, definitely. I think most of the carbohydrates should definitely come from vegetables and grains and perhaps some fruit.
Right.
Unfortunately, I use the word unfortunately, you know, aside from having all the wonderful, wonderful antioxidants, it also tend to be high in, obviously, fruit sugar.
Well, I mean, the big thing there is choose from berries are great, pears, apples, no problem. But, you know, when I tell people, hey, you can have some fruit, all of a sudden they're eating five fruit for every veggie because it's sweet.
And
because I think most people are under a lot of chronic stress, which brings me to my next topic.
That's
about
right.
Health.
I was just going to ask you that.
Right, exactly.
What does stress play in heart disease?
I think stress is huge for heart disease because, obviously, as you get under chronic stress, a couple things happen. One, there's the obvious of your blood pressure eventually goes up because cortisol, which is a chronic stress hormone, also ends up releasing more adrenaline and noradrenaline. And those things end up causing your vasculature to cramp or clamp down. And so you get what's called endothelial dysfunction under chronic stress. So you get, you know, the vasculature starts to clamp down. Your heart has to pump harder to get blood through it. And so your blood pressure starts to go up, which obviously is one of the big factors that relate to heart disease. And we know that as you get under chronic stress, you don't sleep as well. And we also know that poor sleep is a big factor and the development of heart disease. And it's a risk factor for people. You know, people have a lot of heart attacks in the early morning hours. And so when you aren't sleeping well, you're under chronic stress, your diet's rich in refined grains and sugar, and you're gaining weight around your belly, and you start making more insulin and not controlling your glucose as well, that's a recipe for heart disease. You know, over 70% of Americans are overweight or obese now. That statistic just came out. And, you know, right away, when you're overweight, you're probably having problems with regulating glucose, and that means you're going to be plaquing your vessels.
Absolutely. Next, what about heredity? Does heredity play a role in heart disease?
Well, you know, we do something called the Berkeley Heart Health Lab in our office. And the Berkeley Heart Lab, what it is a combination of looking at, you know, the size of your LDL particles, the size of your HDL particles, you know, looking at triglycerides, looking at fibrinogen, which is how sticky your blood is. And then it looks at a couple of different genes to see if you're more at risk. And so there are some factors that are involved in being a little more predisposed towards heart disease, but the reality is you control most of that. So, you know, you really do have a lot of control. Just because your dad died of heart disease or your mom died of heart disease doesn't mean you're going to, but it does mean you may have to pay more attention and be a little more responsible about the choices that you make in your life.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York and WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. And this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Okay, and we shall return after these messages.
Are you concerned that your old silicone supplement makes people want to offer you a breath mint? New, mild-tasting, and odor-free Jarosil allows you to get the benefits of silicone without the unpleasant taste or breath caused by choline when used as a stabilizer. Silicone is an important element in the maintenance and repair of your body, but as we grow older, we can have difficulty absorbing adequate silicone from our diet. So you deserve a pleasant tasting silicone supplement. Jarosil gives you the silicone you need to support bone health and mineral density as well as joint strength. Jarosil also strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil even supports the strength and elasticity of arteries. Jarosil is available in a mild tasting liquid formula that includes boron and zinc. Jarosil from Jaro Formula.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and before we continue, I want to point out first that Jarosil and everything else in the Jaro line is now on sale at 25% off list at Wilner Chemists. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance, that's not all you'll find. We also have great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples. Doctor's Best, 40% off the entire line. Source Naturals and American Health, 35% off the entire lines. Country Life, Nature's Way, Natural Factors, 30% off the entire lines. And there's much, much more. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
Thank you, Arnie. And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Arnie just said, at www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. But even better, just visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll continue with our discussion in just a moment.
When it comes to your health, there should be no compromise. Only the best will do. Are you taking the best? For 60 years, Solgar Vitamin and Herb has been innovating and producing fine-quality nutritional supplements. Now, the company that set the gold standard for the natural products industry is introducing their next generation of supplements, Solgar Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano Nanotechnology Products. Formulated with patent-protected and award-winning technology, Solgar's Platinum Edition Nutri-Nano CoQ10 is 3.1 times more bioavailable than traditional CoQ10 powder and 2 times more bioavailable than oil-based CoQ10, and it's available in a convenient dosage of 1 soft gel daily. Faster and better absorption equals superior efficacy. You deserve the best. Trust the company that's been delivering the best for 60 years, Solgar. Visit Wilner Chemist and introduce yourself to Solgar Nutri-Nano CoQ10 today.
What's in your Omega diet? While Omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing, Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical Omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega-3, 6, and 9, making natural omega-7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega-7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Jim Laval. And Jim, I'd like to get to the, to the meat and potatoes of our discussion, and ask you about supplements that might help us maintain, you know, good heart health.
Oh, great. Well, you know, I think one of the most important things that's coming out of heart health in the end, when you get past diet and you get past exercise, the first step is you've got to really make sure that you're trying to reduce the amount of oxidation that's going on, meaning the rate of rusting or the free radical damage that's going on your LDL cholesterol. You know, the LDL cholesterol is thought of as the, you know, kind of bad cholesterol, which really gets kind of a bad rap. It's not an issue until it gets oxidized. And once it gets oxidized, and you know, people can think of oxidation kind of like rusting, is basically what it is. When LDL is oxidized, that's when plaque gets initiated. So I like to look at things that will help reduce LDL oxidation. Probably one of the superstars, and what I put everybody at our, you know, at our institute, my docs, dietitians, what we do, we get people on aged garlic extract. We love chiolic because of the science behind chiolic. You know, 650 published studies on chiolic aged garlic. And no other garlic extraction even comes close to that amount of studies in regards to what it can do for your heart health. And why I think it's so important, there was a big study that came out a couple years ago. It wasn't a big study, actually, but it was, a groundbreaker. And this was at UCLA School of Cardiology. They had everybody that had already had a coronary event. They had basically mapped out their plaque and their arteries using something called electron beam tomography. So it's kind of a scan of their heart. Everybody in the trial got statins, all right? Because, you know, as a study goes now, it would be unethical to give someone, you know, not give someone statins that have pre-existing heart disease. And then the other group got aged garlic extract or chiolic with the statins. And at the end of the year, after this was a randomized and blinded trial, the people on the statins, on average, had about 67% less further plaquing in their arteries than people on the statins alone.
Right. Yeah, I remember.
I mean, it's a big study.
Absolutely.
And then the second study that came up that followed it, that just, you know, was just presented at the vascular conference in Munich, with a combination of aged garlic with folic acid and some NAC and B12, reduced endothelial dysfunction, meaning that people's arteries were able to dilate better and circulation improved. Those are two really big important studies. And the other things that it does, it lowers homocysteine. And homocysteine is a compound, of course, when it elevates, it damages your arteries.
Yeah.
It also helps to dampen stress response. And I think that's a really important thing as well, because once again, epinephrine and norepinephrine love to make your blood pressure go up. So, and it also helps to get, LDL cholesterol down. So, it does a lot of very positive things for heart health. And I usually make that the number one recommendation for people that are, wanting something for either prevention or actually have had a previous history with heart disease of some sort. Now, that being said, I also think people need to take fish oil.
Yeah.
So, that's another really important piece of the puzzle, because fish oil helps to dilate arteries as well, because you got to get oxygen-enriched blood into your tissues. So anything you can do to keep those arteries dilated is a big plus.
Okay, one of the things about Kyolic is they make a whole variety of formulas.
Right.
You have Kyolic 101 all the way up to Kyolic 110.
Right.
So they have a Kyolic formula with CoQ10, for example.
Correct.
Yeah, they have a Kyolic formula with, 107 with phytosterols.
That's right.
There's a lot of people who obviously, I guess at your institute as well as, just people who come into Wilner Chemists and tell us, they had a bad experience with statins.
Right.
So what can they use to help maintain good low levels of LDL without taking statins?
Exactly. And I think, so aged garlic helps, and you mentioned the plant sterol esters too.
Right.
Plant phytosterols are great for binding up cholesterol and getting it to, be excreted, so it lowers your LDLs. Now, some of the other stuff that we'll do, we look at thyroid function, and look at, cortisol levels and kind of find out, is there another reason why the person's making lots of LDL cholesterol? But there's several things that'll help to lower it. Theoflavins are also from the extracts from green tea called
right.
Theoflavins, pretty good at lowering cholesterol. The other one that's important, of course, tocotrienols, which is a fraction of vitamin E.
Right.
Very protective of oxidized LDL, so it really reduces oxidized LDL. So there's several things in the in their armament, and I think it's important when people come into you, like they come into Wilner Chemists, I know, and trust you guys, it's because you can guide them and is to, if you're going to use aged garlic, great, use Kyolic, but maybe we want to add something else to it, and if that didn't quite bring it down enough, we got another thing in our arsenal here we can use too. So the nice thing about the natural agents for helping to manage cholesterol and heart health is, you can add them together, get an additive effect, and not have a lot of risk about side effects or worries about side effects.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think that's really appealing.
Okay. You know what, Jim? We need to pause for another break. And when we come back, we're going to start taking your calls. And the number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. You'll be able to talk to Jim Lavelle and get all good answers about heart disease. We'll be back after these messages.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes, our special guest, Jim Lavelle. And our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's say hello to Terry calling from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
How are you?
Good.
Wonderful. I want to know if the Kyolic garlic can be taken as a preventive. Now, I just heard something that scared the dickens out of me because I'm not sleeping well, and poor sleep is a risk for heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to do some prevention.
Well, aged garlic won't help you to sleep any better, but it certainly is good from the preventative side because it's going to reduce, you know, the oxidation of your LDL cholesterol, and it'll help with blood pressure a little bit because it dilates arteries, and it also helps to lower bad cholesterol, and it also helps with lowering risk factors like homocysteine. So aged garlic is, I think, one of the best preventative things you can do, along with taking fish oils. Now, for sleep, you should go to Wilner Chemist, and you ought to ask them about things like Sedatol is quite good for sleep, or melatonin is quite good for sleep. And
melatonin doesn't work for me.
Then try melatonin. And the other thing is if you're having trouble sleeping, it's usually because of stress during the day. And so trying to take something to calm your nerves down during the day will allow your brain to kind of quiet down at night when you do try things like Sedatol or melatonin.
Yeah, there's various things, Terry. You know, if melatonin doesn't work for you, and it's not unusual, there are certain people it doesn't work for.
Sure.
There are herbs like valerian you might want to try. You know, there's a passion flower, there's hops, there's 5-hydroxytryptophan. Some people do well with that supplement.
Absolutely.
So lots of options for you, Terry.
Right, thank you. There's a two-part to my question. Would you please ask Sam to spell that homeopathic remedy, zinc something?
Okay, it's called Zincum Metallicum, Z-I-N-C-U-M. Metallicum is M-E-T-A-L-I-C-U-M. Metallicum. Zincum Metallicum. All right.
Thank you. And you have it at the store?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. I'll come in and get it. And what is the dose on the chiolic garlic?
Good question.
Good, Jim. Yeah, we didn't talk about dosage yet. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the dose on the German study for circulation was as little as 1,000 milligrams, but typically what I do is give 2 to 4,000 milligrams a day if people are serious about prevention. The dose in the study at UCLA that reduced the plaquing when it was given with statins was actually using the liquid,
right?
And that was 4 milliliters, or basically a teaspoon. I found, and we look at fibrinogen on a lot of our patients, you know, 4 reserve chiolics a day does a fantastic job for people who are really prone towards, you know, clotting, sticky blood, high fibrinogen levels. I think it's terrific.
It's chiolic reserve. That's like their high potency product.
Right. Okay. Now, if you've got other things, like you guys said, you've got there's CoQ10 with chiolic if you want to do it that way. You can get the plant sterols with chiolic if you want to. A lot of different ways to use it. And once again, go into Wilner's, and I'm sure they'll help you pick the right one for you.
Okay, Terry, thanks so much for that call. And next, let's talk to Greg from Brick, New Jersey.
Yeah. How you doing? Greg speaking.
Hi, Greg.
Listen, I'm 79 years old today. And
happy birthday.
Good for you.
I'm like an Atkins protege. I try to stay on, his type of diet most of the time. But here's the problem. My triglycerides are 50. My HDLs are 75. Total cholesterol, 245. But the kicker is my LDLs hover around 155. You know, and the cardiologist and then the other physician, you got to go on a statin drug. And I say, no, I don't want to go on it. So,
factors.
And I do take the chiolic 104 for a day. And I also take the chiolic with the oregano because I have a fungus problem.
Okay.
All right. Very good. You're getting a decent amount. You're getting a decent amount of chiolic. If you're taking 4 a day of the 104, you're getting about 1,200 milligrams of chiolic. And if you're taking 2 a day of the 103s with the oregano, you're getting another 440 milligrams.
That's a pretty good dose. I mean, I think one of the things to think about is you've got a couple of good things going for you. Your HDL, your triglyceride to HDL ratio is under 1. So you have more HDL cholesterol than you'd have triglycerides. That is a phenomenal benefit for you. Now, your LDLs being high, yes, it could be an issue. You can get your oxidized LDL measured. So you could get a blood test to find out, are you oxidizing your LDL and at what rate? You know, certainly there's a lot of studies that show that LDL alone isn't the predictor
In fact, the veteran study showed that LDLs below or around 70, men actually didn't live as long as men that had LDLs that were higher, like around 130. So you could certainly take something like the plant sterols or theaflavins as well to help you get your cholesterol down. So you could do a bigger dose of the sterol esters. That would be another option for you. And you may want to get your thyroid checked, because sometimes at your age, you could have a little bit of a sluggish thyroid, and that could be contributing to why your LDL. Do you have much of a belly? Since you're an Atkins guy, do you have much of a belly left?
No, I'm 6'2", 187 strip.
All right, you're lean and mean. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, so, look, you know, you've done. You're 79 is a nice age, and you've done well. You sound great. You know what Jim suggested about trying the phytosterols is an excellent idea. There are a number of even other cholesterol formulas you can use. You're already using the Kyolic with the lecithin, which is good. You might also want to add, perhaps think of adding something like red yeast rice.
Right, red yeast rice is great. Yeah, you got a couple options in front of you. And, you know, you're doing so many good things that you only need to move that LDL a little bit, and I think you're fine. Have you had a cardiac score done? Has your cardiologist scanned you to see if you had any calcification?
Oh, I recently had it. No score, but I had a thallium stress test recently, and they said it was okay, so.
Well, you know, if you're all clear on a thallium stress test, you know, when you're 79 and you've got the kind of blood levels you've got, I think, you know, you may be able to teach them a little bit how to be heart healthy.
There you go.
Yep.
All right. One other quick question. Dr. Atkins also used to say about pantothene. Is that still being used today?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. We just spoke about that at the top of the show, even.
Absolutely.
A little before Jim got on.
Yep.
You know.
No, still great value.
Absolutely. You can definitely use pantothene as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Greg. Thanks for calling. And next, let's say hello to Michael from the Bronx.
This relates to Kyolic, and I had an ischemic stroke about a year and a half ago, and I had an endarterectomy on the right carotid artery. My problem is that I want to have a preventative protocol. I'm taking nattokinase, I'm taking fish oils, I'm taking a lot of things that I keep hearing about from various programs and so forth. But my question is relating to Kyolic. Which of the formulas that you related there that have all of the ingredients that you mentioned earlier that would be the best? Which formula would be best as a preventative for someone in my case? I have approximately a 40% blockage in the other carotid.
Okay. The main thing is the Kyolic aged garlic. You can, and the best way to get it is one of two ways. You can use a product called Kyolic Reserve. That has 600 milligrams of garlic per capsule.
That's right.
The other way is to use the liquid. You know, I use Kyolic liquid myself.
Yep.
I make myself one of those green drinks in the morning, and I just give it a couple of squirts right from the bottle. You know, I guess I'm getting close to, you know, the 4 mLs. I'm getting probably close to a teaspoonful. And, you know, you lose the taste if you mix it with juice. You know, it wouldn't taste too bad at all. And that's the way I like to get it.
Yeah, especially because you're probably on several meds. Are you on several medications?
Well, I was on Lipitor. I wanted to get off of that. So on my own, I went on to red yeast rice, and I'm taking nattokinase and other things that I'm trying to cope, and CoQ10, ubiquinol, and things like that.
Good.
So I'm trying to do the best I can, but I'm always worried about another stroke, you see. And I've never seen the Kyolic liquid around. Is that available at Wilner's?
Oh, of course.
And it's called...
Where do you think I buy it? You know, of course.
Now, do you get a good deal on it?
Yeah.
Is a Kyolic Reserve the liquid?
No, Kyolic Reserve is a capsule. Okay.
The red and white box. If you go into Wilner's, look for the red and white box with Kyolic written on it. And it's a liquid.
Well, yeah. I have taken Kyolic in the past, but it was not the liquid. Well, what is this green drink you're talking about in the morning where you squirt the liquid in?
Most of the companies, Kyolic actually makes something called Kyo Green.
That's a great product.
And it, you know, it's a mixture of barley grass and wheat grass and all of those wonderful things that you don't think about eating.
Right.
And what I do is I take a scoop of that, mix it in about 8 ounces of a nice, I like a nice apricot nectar type juice. I mix it in there. I put my kyolic in. I put my 2 teaspoonfuls of fish oil in there. Some other things that I, capsules I don't feel like swallowing. I open up capsules and dump the stuff in there, shake it up, and that's what I take at, you know, 6:45 every morning.
Well, for me, I miss my breakfast with the cereals, and I try to restrict that very much because I'm anti-carbos, as I keep hearing all the time. So would you say that that drink that you just mentioned, would that be a good breakfast substitute?
Probably not, because it doesn't really give you any protein.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is you want to make sure you get the protein to go
so
with it.
So if you
could add protein.
Yeah, you could take, for example, a scoop of whey protein if you're able to take milk, put that in and just put it in a blender and it would make a nice smoothie.
Well, what about taking a soy protein or an egg white protein, because the whey protein, I get congested from that milk product.
That would be fine.
Sure.
That's great.
Any type of whatever protein you'd like to take.
Great idea.
Good. Yeah.
And that would be satisfactory as a breakfast drink.
Sure.
We recommend breast, you know, a lot of people are on the go these days, so, you know, for us, most people are requesting breakfast drinks, and so we either have them doing a protein drink of some kind or a green drink that they add protein to, and most people are very satisfied as long as they add about 20 grams of protein in with the drink.
And if you put fruit juice in there, that would be kind of a problem with a glycemic problem, wouldn't it?
You don't have to do... in your case, since you're adhering to Atkins, you really don't have to do fruit juice. The green drink itself is actually fairly tasty, and you could probably, I'm sure Wilner's has got like the, you know, the red powders and the purple powders as well. So you could get the antioxidants from like the reds and powderize with water and then your greens and then your protein, and it'll taste great and you'll get all the antioxidants you need. And I'll tell you the other thing you should consider is a product called ModuCare, because it dampens inflammatory response in your immune system. Very good as a general guide for helping people to dampen, you know, the immune system and the inflammation process. I'm sure Wilner has that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. We do. Okay, Michael, thanks so much for your call. Okay, we need to pause for another... quick break. You're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And by the way, the 800 number works down in Atlanta, Georgia, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back after these messages.
Gregory, it's me, your mother. If you're there, pick up. Are you taking your Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract? You'd better be. I already told you about its benefits, the improved circulation, how it's a strong antioxidant and helpful against cancer. And Kyolic reduces your cholesterol. Do you want to end up like your Uncle Frank? No, of course you don't. It's organically grown, and it won't give you bad breath or body odor. I know people your age are concerned about such things. Oh, did I mention it enhances your immune system? You'll live longer. Do you need me to bring you some, Gregory? Really, I don't mind driving on the highway, even at night. So please call me. Let me know you're okay. Or if you need more Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. I love you.
Moms love Kyolic as much as they love you. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
In the world of vitamin supplements, the use of superior ingredients and optimal dosages are what separate good vitamins from great ones. And Super Nutrition multivitamins are great. Super Nutrition is a family-owned and operated vitamin company that has strived to produce the most effective, optimal potency multivitamin formulas available today. They've been passionate about improving people's health and creating formulas of the highest quality for over 30 years. At Super Nutrition, products are designed and created created based on scientific research and developed under the highest standards in the industry. You can feel the difference for yourself when you take a Super Nutrition multivitamin. And Super Nutrition has a formula to meet the individual needs of everyone in the family. And during these cold winter months, use the Super Immune multivitamin to keep everyone in your household feeling fantastic all the way till spring. Go to SuperNutritionUSA.com.
Wilner Chemist carries the full line of Super Nutrition supplements, discount priced, of course.
No one needs protein more than active individuals, athletes, and weekend warriors looking for increased strength, power, and endurance. Why? During any physically strenuous activity, an athlete's continued muscle use will result in muscle breakdown. Once this occurs, the muscles of the body require adequate levels of high-quality protein to heal and rebuild. The greater the stress, the more protein is required to rebuild and restore the muscles. Not all protein isolates are of equal quality. Some use a heat-processed whey protein that can denature or break down the protein and the immunoglobulins. Bluebonnet, on the other hand, employs a special low-temperature microfiltration process which leaves the protein undenatured and the immunoglobulins intact. Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is one of the purest and most potent whey protein products on the market, providing 26 grams of protein that's microfiltered and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone. Additionally, there are no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it is low in fat, carbohydrates, sodium, and cholesterol. So if you're looking for a pure, high-quality, fast-acting protein to optimize performance and the recovery phase of both your muscles and immune system, Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is the right way.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Sam Forbes, and our special guest, Jim Laval. And, you know, Jim, quickly, why don't you tell people what MagiCare is?
Well, sure. Well, MagiCare is actually it's called a plant sterol. Now, it's different from the plant sterol esters that lower cholesterol. But basically, it's a plant fat that actually has a little sugar molecule off of it. Now, you don't get sugar from it. It's called a plant sterol glucoside. And what MagiCare does is it helps you get two sides to your immune system, you know, and it's like it acts almost like a, you know, a balance beam. And MagiCare helps you to keep that beam in check. You know, like, for example, a lot of people today are getting adult food allergies. How many times do you hear people say, oh, I acquired a peanut allergy when I'm 43 years old? Well, the problem wasn't the peanut. The problem is that your immune system somehow got out of kilter. MagiCare as a food actually has been shown in a lot of studies to balance your immune response so you don't get that overactive allergic response, but you do end up keeping your ability to fight off colds and flus. And in addition to that, it dampens the inflammatory signals that lead to, you know, chronic inflammation problems like heart disease, you know, things that cause Alzheimer's, things that cause neurodegenerative problems, all are, you know, really derived from chronic inflammatory processes. That's why I'm a big fan of MagiCare. All of our autoimmune thyroid people that come to us, you know, we use MagiCare on, and as we clean their diet up and, we get them on MagiCare, it really helps them to get those antibodies back down.
Yeah, and we often get questions from people about taking things to help the immune system, but they're concerned because they have autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, really, although there's a caution on the box, you know, to take under the supervision of healthcare providers, I've found that in general, I've had just really dramatic results with MagiCare on our folks with, you know, rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. I remember I had a lady in that had lupus, and she had scleroderma as well. Mm-hmm. And when we used MagiCare on her, changed her diet up, it just dramatically changed her symptoms. So it's a big help. It really is quite an interesting product. Also helps people if you're out there running, if you're an exerciser, you know, people get their immune system out of kilter. So marathon runners after it, they end up getting, you know, upper respiratory infections. MagiCare in a small study showed that runners after their marathon didn't get sick.
What's the dosage for, you mentioned, for certain chronic diseases, inflammatory diseases? Is the dosage the one they should take on the box, or is there a higher dosage?
Well, you know, what we usually tell people to do is to take
they're coming 20 milligram capsules, and we usually tell people to take three initially for the first 30 days, and then go up to six for a period of 30 to 60 days, and then they can back down. The reason I tell them to ramp up slowly, people that are diabetic, for example, that also have autoimmune disorders, it could actually lower their blood sugar. So you want to kind of slowly implement ModuCare. But typically following the dosage on the box, most people are going to get satisfactory results.
They should expect to be on it, though, for a while before, you know, they need to see how it's going to be working for them. Two or three months, you say?
Absolutely. I mean, what I tell people is, look, expect to be on this for 6 months.
6 months,
You've got to be on it for 6 months.
Okay.
Because it's a food that your body's trying to utilize to change your chemistry. Those things take time, just like blueberries, just like grapeseed. Same thing.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk to Gloria from Yonkers, New York.
Hi, Arnie. I have two leaky heart valves, and I'd like to know what I can do for it, and is it going to shorten my life any?
How old are you first, Gloria?
Yeah. 68.
Well, you're doing pretty good so far. There's nothing you're going to take that's going to fix a leaky heart valve, but you might want to consider taking things like grapeseed extract, things like chiolic that will limit damage to the vessel walls just to protect your heart and to nourish your heart. CoQ10, obviously, a real important thing to consider. Carnitine and taurine, also very important to consider.
So all the heart-healthy nutrients, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so beyond that, you know, Gloria, you're dealing with a medical issue.
And there's nothing.
And you know what? Your cardiologist will do a good job of managing that. And you know what? You're going to live a good long life. I can tell it in your voice already.
Okay.
See that?
Okay. And I take everything. Well, I order everything from Will.
Well, there you go.
You're at the top of my list already, Gloria.
There you go.
I also take green tea, which I got from you, CoQ10.
Excellent. Great.
Good for you.
You're doing all the right things, Gloria.
Keep it up.
Don't worry
so much.
Well, how do you feel, Gloria?
I feel terrific. I go on my treadmill for 40 minutes every day.
You're beating me.
Yeah.
You're doing great.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep it up, Gloria. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care, Gloria. And next we have Alex from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
My question is there anything I can take for an irregular heartbeat? It loses about, during the day, between 3 and 7 beats per minute.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of things that can be going on with an irregular heartbeat, but one of the suggestions might be, I know my doctors at my institute will look at free T3 levels to make sure that you have adequate thyroid hormone that's been in its most active form in your body. So you may want to ask your doctor about that. And obviously, things like magnesium and CoQ10 and taurine could all help play a role in regulating your heart.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's, you know, lots of things, Alex. And, of course, when you have an irregular heartbeat, you know, what does your doctor say?
Oh, I haven't been to the doctor.
Oh, you have?
No, they're no good.
Doctor.
No, you need to let the doctor know that, you know, this is going on.
Absolutely. Because you know what? You could just, a simple drug in low dose could help you tremendously. And then use your natural agents with it. But, you know, a beta blocker may be indicated, or another drug might be indicated that could have very low side effects and help you a lot. Really need to get your doctor.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Alex. Well, Jim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure. You guys are the best. You really give out good information.
Well, we try. Take care, and thanks so much once again for joining us. Okay. Now we need to pause for this message about a wonderful product called Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin, multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium, along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, well, you hear that wonderful crescendo music. That means we're coming to the end. Boom. Of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this Sunday afternoon with you. We hope you'd enjoyed it and found it informative. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room for getting us through these couple of hours. And please stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini and tune in to The Wilner Window next Sunday, 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR, New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.